a sound. Logic podcast. Two guys with no credentials. Reviewing Rolling
Stone 500. Greatest album.
Welcome to the Sound Logic Podcast, everybody. And today we are announcing that we're going to start our new season very soon. This is season, Ben, is this season six or seven? Start to lose track.
Eight maybe. Yeah, eight? I don't know.
Season eight? I don't
hard,
know.
Hard to say.
So we just wanted to come on here and we'll have a quick chat. We do have something we want to talk about that's kind of relevant to, very relevant to this list. But also we have a special celebration. Is that today, Ben?
This episode will come out at some point in the future. January 26th is the day that you're referring to, I believe.
Yeah, that is the day that we released our first episode in 2019. So happy fourth birthday, bud.
Yeah, just about ready for kindergarten.
Depending on what country you're in and when your birthday is, you're already there.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday. If you've been with us since the beginning, please drop us a line. Say, I remember your first episode. Or you know, if you've gone back and listened to everything, you know, let us know.
If you were angry, too, when the new list came out.
Yeah, let us know. Or let us know, you know, when you started listening to us or what episode came out at that time. We'd love to hear. Yeah. You know, we're so pleased when, you know, this is just a couple of guys chatting together, having fun. Sharing something that we enjoy and getting a chance to catch up. And it's so cool that there are people out there who've enjoyed joining on this journey with us and say that they appreciate it. That just means a whole lot. So feel free to drop us a note on our Facebook or on Anchor or whatever. It would be great to hear from you.
This is probably one of our longer breaks, and we apologize for, well, maybe we don't need to apologize, but we thank you for putting up with the extended break.
Yeah.
And during that break time, Rolling Stone put out a new list, not a new album list, but a list of the top 200 singers of all time. And we were toying with like another relaunch where we just like ditched the albums, shift all of our focus to the singers. What do you think, Mike?
I think I'd have a hard time abandoning this list.
Yeah. We're too invested at this point, huh? Yeah, no, yeah, it's an interesting list, but a little bit, well, we'll get into our thoughts and feelings about it. Well, we've talked many times about our struggles with compilation albums, for instance, because it's like picking and choosing little snippets. I like looking at albums because it's like something concrete the artist put together, and when you start to get a little bit more vague, like best singer, boy, the conversation becomes a whole lot different, I think, when you're trying to compile something like this.
Yeah, so this list came out on New Year's Day. It was another surprise list, New Year's Day 2023. Mm-hmm. To much critical response. there were lots of TikToks, which is a pretty main source of media these days. Apparently. Different articles.
I found a really funny TMZ conversation with Gene Simmons, who called the list BS after Celine Dion and himself didn't make the list.
Oh, Gene thought he should be on the list.
Gene thought he should be on the list.
He's not even the lead singer of that band. And I don't think Paul Stanley was on the list either. So he wants to be on it. Okay, well, you know what? If Kurt Cobain can be on the list and, heck, John Lennon, then why not Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the big beefs that people had with the list was not so much the rankings, although there was issues with the rankings, was the omissions. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the one that people were most upset about was Celine Dion, one of the...
Canadian slub.
One of the most successful female artists ever, one of the most powerful voices in popular music in the last little while. All you have to do is go back to the late 90s when there was that... Remember Divas Live? Do you remember those shows they did?
Yep.
And the first one was Aretha and you know, I'll mention some of these names and they should all be on the list and they're not. So I think the first one was Aretha, Celine Dion, Shania Twain, Gloria Estefan, and Carole King. Pretty powerful vocalists. I mean, I think maybe the odd one out might be Carole King. Certainly a great vocalist. Maybe not the power, the diva-esque that we would think of with the other ones, but in terms of songwriting, I mean, she wrote Aretha's hits, some of them. and then as it went on, I don't know if Mariah Carey was in the first one, but Mariah Carey was in subsequent ones, et cetera, et cetera. So from those first five, only two of them, I think only Aretha and... Is Shania on the list?
I think she
might not be on the list either. I don't think she is. So if that's the case, then only Aretha, because Gloria Estefan, Celine Dion, Carole King, Shania, they're not on the list. You know, these it was a special. It was like a performance, you know, and they did a bunch of them after that because you have some of these amazing vocalists all together. Like, they all were some of the best female vocalists ever.
Yeah. And
they're all, except for Aretha, overlooked. Now, Aretha is, you know, she's number one on this list, which is an excellent choice. I mean, I don't think there has been any argument that, but the omissions, it's just kind of ridiculous. And even some of the people who are on the list, you kind of go, really? Now, there's a lot of people I haven't heard of, and I don't have a problem with that. You know, and again, one thing that we've praised Rolling Stone for in their newest list, the list that we're using, is the diversity, that it's much more diverse. And they do that in this list. There are international artists that I've never heard of who are absolutely legendary in their countries and in that time period. So just because I haven't heard it or I don't like it doesn't mean it shouldn't be on the list.
I think that's true. There's this piece, and we mentioned as we were getting going here that these become really challenging. It you know, the inclusion of some of the names that we've already mentioned, like Kurt Cobain, Willie Nelson is there, some Bob Dylan, folks who aren't actually known as having great voices, are there. Clearly because of the way that they entertain, the way that they, you know, carry emotion, feeling, those sorts of things with their voice. So, you know, are they really a great singer? I'm not so sure about that. And especially, like you said, with the omissions, skimming through another article here, Nat King Cole's not on the list. Madonna, Queen of Pop, is not on the list. Janet Jackson didn't make the cut. Bruno Mars, a bit more recent of a star, but incredible voice also not there.
How about Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby, wow.
One of the most legendary male voices of the 20th century. You know, right up, I would say, you know, when I think of Sinatra, I think of Bing Crosby next. You know, like they are, they're just incredible, you know. And so... I have a few other comments on the list, as many people do, but I read a very interesting article. I think it was from the Toronto Star, because I was Googling this list and trying to understand, like, what in the world is going on? This is a mess. This is a mess.
Right.
And so he had some of the same, you know, fans are reeling, especially fans of Celine Dion. He said, listen, I can't stand listening to her music, but there is no question she's one of the greatest ever. And his conclusion was that Rolling Stone is trolling us.
It's a way to get people talking, huh?
Yes, that the list isn't so much to have a definitive list that's well thought out necessarily, but to start a conversation. And it's that, like I've said, that old saying, any publicity is good publicity. So all of a sudden, you know, we have these things, you know, the internet, anytime you open up any app or Google, it says what's trending. Well, it doesn't say why it's trending or what people are saying. It says it's trending.
And it usually doesn't trend because someone really nailed something well in terms of these articles, right?
But it's trending because it's a hot topic, right? So all of a sudden, Rolling Stone's trending. So it's going to drive people to the website. It's maybe going to drive people to download something or get a subscription or whatever. So if that's the purpose, then I guess they've succeeded because people are talking about it. But
yeah, and darn it, we fell for their trick.
Yeah, and but I mean, to me it seems, is it risky business, Ben? Is it risky to that eventually people go, ah, another list? I'm sick of these stupid lists. They're so awful. Or are we just always going to go for it? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we've spent 4 years now talking about the validity of this album ranking list, right? And we've had a lot of fun with it. And so I don't want to criticize them too harshly for if they really were just like trolling for something a little bit clickbaity, because I think there's something kind of fun about spending time, you know, wrestling with and arguing about what should be here. And if you see a glaring omission, hopefully that makes you pause and think, what else in my life probably has some oversight? And so it's fine.
It's not fine.
It's understandable, and it's it's smart probably too. I don't like it, but it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a couple. I mean, I just think you should put a little, like, you should just put a little more, like, there should be editors there going, hang on a sec. Do you really want to put Michael Jackson, the king of pop, an exceptional vocalist? You really want to put him in the 80s?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do? Do you really want to put Kelly Clarkson, beloved American Idol, incredible voice? You really want to put her like rock bottom 194? Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to put Aretha number one and a lot of other people, and then put Ella Fitzgerald at like 45, one of the best vocalists of all time? Like, I think she should be top five, and I don't think that that's an outrageous claim. I don't think there'd be a ton of people who are like, you're out of your mind, Mike. Maybe top 15 if you're not really into jazz, but I mean, come on.
Sure.
I mean, it's just some of that stuff is just wild. That they would do that, like, and then the people, the higher up ranking, that really, in my mind, have no business being at the top of a list like this. Like I mentioned, you know, Kurt Cobain, number 36, prolific songwriter, changed alternative music forever. 36 best singer of all time,
right?
Don't think so. Ahead of him, Tom York. A good singer. And then, you know, we get, like, of course, I mentioned John Lennon, number 12. I mean, most people would agree that Paul's better, right?
Yeah, well, and again, like, I think similar to Dylan, like, it's pretty hard to argue with Lennon's legacy and the way he changed music. But all of those things are not his voice. I mean, maybe in a broader sense of what the word voice means, but singer specifically is what this list is focusing on.
Like, and, should I put Bob Dylan and John Lennon at the top list of greatest guitar players? No,
just, why would I do right that? Because they're well known or renowned, and
exactly they made some of the best
skilled
guitar
at their craft. Yeah,
music's played on guitar ever. That doesn't mean they're the best guitarists. You know,
that's
like
right.
They
that's
made
right.
some. They wrote some of the best songs ever. Bob Dylan, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, some of the most enduring musical efforts of our time. That doesn't mean they're the best singers, and that's I'm okay with that. Like, that doesn't bother me. Again. This could all be just a big ruse, and Rolling Stone goes, well, I don't really care what you think, because, you know, we've done what we wanted to do, is get people talking about this, and you're doing it. But at the same time, I just, there's got to be someone, you know, you're sitting around a table, you got 10 editors or something, and doesn't someone raise their hand and go, are you sure? Like, are you sure? You know, they're about to push a button, and someone goes, hey, what about Celine Dion? Did we forget about her? Like, is she on the list? Like, I mean, come on. You know, it's just, anyways, bring me back to earth here, bud.
Well, and yeah, I imagine if you are a hardcore Celine fan, you got to start asking, like, was there strategy in omitting her? Like, is there a reason that are her fans the most rabid and will share that article the most frequently? Yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of little rabbit trails we could go down if we wanted to. Yeah.
And you know, I saw other articles where they mentioned so many others, and I won't get into all of them, but you mentioned some of the big ones that I had thought of as well. Nat King Cole, like just wild, you know, some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. So anyways, if you're new, that's a little taste of the kind of passion that we bring.
That's right.
When discussing music, right?
Level-headedness, thoughtfulness, and never omitting anything that we shouldn't.
No, and credentials. Just
at the wazoo.
Can we still say wazoo in 2023?
Oh,
that's
question.
Still PC.
That's
we'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a list. Top 200 most offensive words in 2023. Wazoo's omitted. We're coming along. We've got, we're starting with album number 81. If you listen to the last episode when we re-ranked, you know, we did a little preview there. It was a number of months ago, but you can go back and check it out. So we're excited to bring you some new reviews. There's still lots of great music, lots to talk about. Got some guests, some great guests coming up. Anything else that you want to add, Ben?
No, I'm looking forward to it. We've already started working through some of these, and I wasn't sure what to make of this next block of 10, and it's been a lot of fun so far. So I can't wait for you all to join us.
We really appreciate, again, you listening. We hope you enjoyed this little preamble, some of our ramblings here. If you haven't checked out that 200 list, 200 greatest singers, it certainly is... entertaining, if nothing else. Maybe if it just gets you a little angry, maybe you listen to some of those artists. But as always, we hope you continue to be well. We hope you take care of yourselves and those around you. We certainly hope you'll join us again right here on the Sound Logic Podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone, and talk to you soon. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.